Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights, is a prophecy of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, earlier I was speaking with Steve Herzig about Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. I thought it would be helpful for us to continue the theme of light and its importance throughout the Scriptures. So help us do that.
Well, Jimmy, light is obviously a major theme throughout the Scriptures, and that theme actually begins with light being the first part of the physical universe that God created. In Genesis chapter 1, we read, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. And this thread, this theme, runs throughout Scriptures, and we find in the very last verses of the Bible, in Revelation 22, concerning the New Jerusalem, it says, "There will be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord gives them light. They shall reign forever and ever." And this same Apostle John, who penned those words, wrote in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." And then John goes on to discuss this in terms of our own personal relationship with Jesus when he says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." So, Jimmy, this contrast between light and dark, between good and evil, is found throughout the Scriptures. And this is especially important as we think of the Christmas season and Hanukkah, as we understand that Jesus came into the world and he is spoken of as the light of the world.
David James with information on how Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights, is a prophecy of the first coming of Jesus Christ. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David, in my conversation with him, mentioned that Jesus Christ referred to himself as the light of the world. That's found in John chapter 8, 9, and 11. These are passages where the word light is used some 26 times in the Gospel of John. Notice that I left John 10 out. In that chapter, it reveals that Jesus Christ went up to Jerusalem in the winter to celebrate the Feast of Dedication, also known as Hanukkah and the Festival of Lights. That passage is John chapter 10, verse 22. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 5, Jesus again is referred to as the light of the world, and in that passage, for eternity future as well. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...